بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث السابع عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من غدا إلى المسجد وراح أعد الله له في الجنة نزلا كلما غدا وراح. متفق عليه. Just in this chapter of the very many ways of doing good deeds and easy to gain very great rewards. Deen Allah has made very easy, and to practice on deen also is very easy. And when practicing on deen, a person finds great relief within himself, sukoon and peace within himself. He loves a peaceful and comfortable life, and his akhirat is also made, his dunya is also made. Dunya is very difficult because we used to this dunya's life. We think it's easy to live a dunya's life, and it's hard to live a life of deen. But the opposite is the truth, because we are so used to making so much effort for dunya. Like for example in this hadith, that whenever a person comes for Fajr or Maghrib, Allah prepares a feast for him in Jannah. Where can that be possible in this dunya? That you just go for morning, you go somewhere and a whole feast, and we can't imagine what that feast will be like. So deen is very easy, and everything gets done if we practice on deen. Dunya is very difficult, and we hardly get anything after making so much effort. So Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that whoever goes to the masjid in the morning, that is for Fajr, or in the evening, that is for Maghrib, أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ نُزُلًا, Allah ta'ala prepares a feast for that person, كُلَّمَا غَدَى أَوْ رَاحَ, whenever he goes in the morning, whenever he goes in the evening. So we should try and make it our regular habit. We shouldn't miss out. Go for our Fajr regularly. Go for all our namazes regularly. It also comes in the Hadith Sharif, when a person makes wudu at home and he comes to the masjid, and he comes walking, for every step that he takes, one guna is forgiven. One stage is raised in Jannah, and a neki, a virtue, is written down for him. He makes wuzu at home, he gets a sawab, like putting on ihram at home and going for hajj. Just for coming for namaz, so much of reward. If we reply to the adhan, it is a guarantee for more on iman. And also the great virtues for replying to adhan and making the dua after adhan. So all these are very easy amal and actions, and the rewards of them are very great, and they are perpetual, forever and ever those rewards. No matter how much a person works for this dunya, what he makes in this dunya can never be forever. In fact, we commonly speak also that things which are made today, all manufactured things are made to break. You hardly unpack them, hardly start operating them, and they've broken already. Guarantees also mean nothing. To get it again, if it is under guarantee, it's a whole procedure. So that is the quality and things of this dunya, whereas akhirat is solid. It is 100% and it is forever. Allah Ta'ala will prepare a feast in Jannah for the one who frequents the masjid to perform salat or make i'tikaf or recite the Quran or seek knowledge for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So we should try and make our common frequent destination the masjid, and not only for namaz. For namaz we must, besides namaz also, for i'tikaf also. Just going and sitting in the masjid, which is a thing which we can't think of today, but which should have been in our lives. We've got one morning, one evening free. So just go and sit, make i'tikaf in the masjid. 2 hours, 1 hour, it's an act of great virtue. But we'd rather sit with our cell phones or waste our time in the shopping malls or something. But we have free time, and then the reward of going to sit and make i'tikaf in the masjid, which means you're just sitting in the masjid. Even if you're not reading Quran, making dhikr, just i'tikaf. Even if you made i'tikaf niyat and you sleep away. One night you make i'tikaf niyat after Isha, and the night you spend in the masjid, the whole night is in ibadat. And you slept, as it is, we are going to sleep at home. And you slept in the masjid, you are getting sawab for that sleep. How much more sawab you get? In the same way, in order to go and seek knowledge, we know there is some bayan that is going to be given. And we make the niyat to go, to listen to the bayan, for that we will get sawab. And for any other good deed that we do, go and read the Quran Sharif, to learn the Quran Sharif. So there are easy and many ways of acquiring great, great returns, perpetual, permanent returns of the Akhirah. And if we don't avail ourselves of all these great opportunities, when we get to the other side in the qabr, we will be ever so sorry. And that sorrow of ours will help us absolutely nothing. We can cry and cry there, it won't help us. Now is the opportunity that life Allah has given us, is not to waste in this dunya's pursuit. It is to prepare for our Akhirah. May Allah give us that tawfiq, that understanding, and avail ourselves and make the best of the time.